Police officers returned last night to a North End Barry home where a weapons and kidnapping investigation took place just under 2 weeks ago, but police say it was unrelated to a recent standoff there. On Sunday evening, Barry police were called to Daphne Crescent in what communications coordinator Peter Leon characterized as significant. He said last night's call was unrelated to the November 2 standoff that saw tactical squads descend on the home near Cundles Road East and St. Vincent Street. Leon said Sunday's call was for a failure to comply court order between two people. There was a significant response to this based on the November 2 call and police were just taking precautionary measures, he added. On Wednesday, November 2, a York Regional Police investigation led to a near 7.5-hour standoff with suspects inside the house on Daphne Crescent. Several neighborhood residents weren't able to return home that day and a nearby school was placed in a hold and secure. The standoff was the result of an alleged kidnapping that began the previous night in Vaughan. York Regional Police officers responded to a weapons call in which police say an armed suspect forced a woman into an SUV in the area of Steeles Avenue and Young Street. Police say the female victim had been standing outside a restaurant. When a passerby attempted to intervene, police say the suspect fired a shot toward that person and fled the scene in an SUV driven by another person. The suspects were eventually taken into custody on November 2 after the standoff. The victim was transported to local hospital and later released. A 36-year-old Toronto man is facing multiple charges in that case, including attempted murder, sexual assault with a weapon, forcible confinement, discharge of a restricted firearm or a prohibited firearm with intent, and use of a firearm during commission of an indictable offense. A 17-year-old from Brampton has also been charged with party to sexual assault, kidnapping, forcible confinement, and failure to comply with a judicial release order. The investigation is ongoing into the November 2 incident.